So it's the winter initiation season, and yes, we're having a conversation about how we can avert deaths at initiation schools this year. And yes, there is already a young boy that has already died. The Sunday Times reported that the young boy is about 7, but I see that the Eastern Cape Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs says there's a young boy who is 16 years of age who has died. And the season was officially opened only on Tuesday last week by Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs MEC Xolilwe Nqatha in the Eastern Cape. And it's only been a week, guys, and already you've got these reports of people dying. Let's speak to Mamekile Gam, who is the Eastern Cape COCTA spokesperson. Mamekele, thank you. Mamkele, apologies. Thank you so much for your time, and really apologies for keeping you on the line for so long. Can you just confirm to us then how many people have died so far? Are we looking at fatalities already?
Thank you for the opportunity. What we can say as the province is that indeed last week on Tuesday, the season has been officially inaugurated. A number of initiates are expected to undergo the ritual from this week, given the fact that the schools closed last week. We can begin to say that what has happened thus far is that more than 10 illegal traditional surgeons have been arrested, including traditional nurses, for illegally circumcising illegally underage boys. What is encouraging to us over this period of time is that for the better part of the start of the season, parents are cooperating with us. They have come forward to ensure that they open cases against those people who are circumcising their boys without their consent. Unfortunately, we have learned as of last night that in the Nyandeni local municipal area, there is one death that has occurred of a 16-year-old initiate. Is an underage one, because the age limit for initiation is 18 years. We can send our heartfelt condolences. The MEC of the department, MEC Nqatha, sends his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family, and we're hoping that everything will go in as far as planned by the province in terms of preventing more deaths happening in the province.
Yeah, I mean,
because of
Continue, sorry, Mamkele, finish your point.
I'm saying that our teams are already on the ground trying to ensure that we save those boys who are in need of immediate medical attention. In Buffalo City, there are initiates that have been transferred from other areas to this part of the province at the local hospital to render immediate medical attention.
Yeah, look, as I said earlier on, the Sunday Times was reporting that there's already a seven-year-old young boy who has also died from, you know, the illegal, you know, initiation schools. But what does this mean? I know that from your records, you've got one death that's been reported so far. But what does this say about the interventions that government has employed over the last couple of years and even months? I know you've done door to door. You have gone to churches, you've gone to schools to try and raise awareness. But does this mean all of that and all those efforts failed?
Let me correct this thing. The information at our disposal is that there's only one initiate who has died from Ngqeleni. I am sure the seven-year-old that is being made reference to by the newspaper you mentioned is the one who has been circumcised illegally in the Mzimvubu area. He is not dead as far as we're concerned. Coming directly to your question, we are happy to say that all the pillars that we're employing to ensure the safe passage of our boys to manhood are beginning to pay off. Come to think of it, my brother, if there were no monitoring teams, if there were no awareness campaigns, if there were no partnerships, I don't know what number we'd be talking about now of people who have lost their lives. It is for that reason that we keep on to emphasize the point that says, if you talk about initiation, the rite of passage itself, it's a family responsibility. In my village where I come from, there have never been a single death, because us as men, we are taking responsibility, we are taking charge to ensure that we prevent anything that is going to harm our boys during this period. As I was saying in my prefacing, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with parents coming forward to open cases. Even in these instances, we are asking ourselves a question as to, for this boy to have died of dehydration, where were the parents? Because we encourage parents to visit Amapuma 24/7. so that they are able to identify and also to ensure that they designate responsible people to be caregivers during this period. Any problem that is there, we are able to nip it in the bud.
I want to take you back to this seven-year-old who was circumcised illegally, and thank you so much for also providing that clarity that he's still alive. But how did this happen? Because you're saying the age limit is 18. He's only seven.
Yes. What is very clear, my brother, is that some people within our society, they don't have a regard for rule of law. They undermine the authority of parents. They undermine what is supposed to be a very respectable tradition. For instance, for one to, without the consent of a parent, start to circumcise a toddler, it's unheard of. Fortunately, that person has been arrested. That is one message we're trying to punt over this period. We are ensuring that working with the SAPS, working with the NPA, we are arresting them. More than 10 have been arrested so far. We are going to continue so that those people who do not observe the rule of law, those people who break the law, they are arrested and they have their days in court. And they are given the necessary jail terms.
Yeah.
Hence, I am saying, parents this time around are working with us. Slowly but surely, we are going to defeat this case that has engulfed this old age tradition.
I remember there was a conversation, Mamkeli, around allowing initiates to be circumcised by doctors who have also gone to the mountains. Is that being implemented already?
Not in our province. In our province, we are emphasizing traditional male. We are emphasizing traditional male initiation.
But we've seen what that has resulted in, allowing those traditional structures to take control. We've seen that it has led to more young people dying. So why don't we allow people that are medical professionals who have been to the mountains coming to assist in circumcising the boys?
I am saying the issue of initiation, it's a family responsibility. If you've got a child, you want to send him to the initiation school, it's your choice which option you take. But us, what we are emphasizing traditional initiation. And if you care to know, for instance, those boys who die in the bush, they did not die as a result of the surgical application. They died because those people who have been nominated by parents are not showing care. For instance, how does a child begin to die of dehydration? Where was the caregiver? Where was the parent? But as government, we want to ensure that we tighten all screws, as we always do, so that those people who undergo the ritual, they came back safe and sound.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for your time. Mamkeli Gam, Eastern Cape Coctor spokesperson. Listen.